Let's talk food and wine in Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
We talk grilling this week with Chef Billy, and here's another idea for using tomatoes and fruit.
I've been making a tomato salad using the three big stone fruits, and they're lightly grilled, and that's the nectarine, the peaches, and the plums. The plums are a little weird to grill, but you can get a little mark on them. But the plums and the nectarines with tomatoes, it's, you know, you don't see it very often.
Right, you're right.
But it's a grilled nectarine, plum, and peach salad with beautiful summer tomatoes. You know, I've been making that with fresh chopped dill. You can add some basil to that, you know, a little salt and pepper, a little good olive oil. But I keep all the natural ingredients the ingredient. Keep it simple and let the natural flavors just marry together. It's really quick and easy, too.
Now, Billy, when you are grilling your fruit, are you putting a little bit of oil, anything
nothing,
on there?
Nothing.
Ah.
No oil, no salt, no pepper until after it's charred. The natural sugars of the fruit are going to char really, really fast. So you have to be careful. You can't put the stone fruits on the grill and walk away.
Right.
You do want to char the outside of the skin as well.
They probably caramelize nice.
Oh, beautiful. It almost smells like cotton candy. You know, when they're charring, you smell it. It's like, oh, my God, so good. And you can smell that like burnt sugar, but in a really, really pleasant aroma.
Visit toniaskitchen.com for details.